It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pizza in South Philly. Did you know the Summer of Shellfish is back? You guys know that?
Check
out the full menu along with summer specialty cocktails at chickiesandpizza.com. We've been talking about the Phils all day. Let's talk about them some more.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Kev Jackie Baseball.
So we got a new enemy number one in Philadelphia.
Max Kepler.
Yeah, we got a new complainer.
Loser.
Yeah, get him out.
Loser. His new name should be DFA.
Hold on. Get him out.
Yeah.
That's your guy.
Wow, DFA. Listen, not anymore.
DFA.
Hit 209, complaining about not getting enough of a routine.
Yeah, can you read the quote?
So I guess they asked him after the game, whatever, biggest challenge for him. He said, the biggest challenge for me is not playing routinely. That's the biggest challenge. And he said that I was told I was going to be the starting left fielder.
Oh, really?
Hey, Max.
I was told you hit 25 home runs.
I, too, feel misled.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, I understand. I don't understand. He's played, for the first 2 months, almost every game in left field.
Yeah, he played 60. He has played 60 of their 81 games.
He has started 60. He's played in 72 of 81. Like, I don't know what you want them to do.
No.
Like, what do you want to do? He's got to do. There's a stretch there in the middle of that month. We heated up for a week, but before that, he was batting 160 something for a month plus.
He's hitting 209.
He wants the Casty treatment from last year.
But that could be the issue.
What he wants.
He's not Casty.
I agree. Yeah.
But is that now what it's going to be because of what the Casty precedent set, where he complained, and then he's been left out there in the ninth inning ever since.
I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I would cut him.
Ooh.
I would DF. He is when we were ripping Castellanos, or not ripping, but people were like, he's a replacement level player. Okay. Yeah. Max Kepler is a sub replacement level player.
Right.
He just is. I would rather put Otto Kemp out there and not have a guy bitching in the clubhouse about not playing enough. You've played enough. You have shown, you were given the opportunity to start. You did not succeed. Like, I don't mind having Max Kepler on the team as a player. He's a good outfielder, even though he blew it again last night by double clutching on a ball where he could have at least challenged yesterday afternoon. Cut him. You showed some balls with Castellanos. Show some balls with Kepler. He hasn't been good enough. He's probably going to get cut after the trade deadline anyway.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember when they DFA'd Witt.
It was July.
It was around this time. I think it might have been I think it was before the deadline, though.
By the way, Whit Merrifield's retirement note was hilarious.
Yep.
God bless him. I like him
shout
now.
Out.
Yeah. Sorry I suck. That's all we want to hear. I liked you more than you like me. I like you guys more than you like me. I actually kind of felt bad for a second.
Yeah. A little humor in there, yeah.
I actually think it did make him more likable, in a way, for a guy.
Yeah.
But so they cut him on July 12th.
Yeah.
So that's sort of coming up. Same sort of money. Commitment.
$10 million.
Well,
right.
Merrifield was $8.5 million.
Yeah.
So it's,
cut him. I'll cut him today.
So I would ask this. I understand that
the raw
reaction.
Emotion.
Yeah. So do you think he made a stink about this with Topper or Dombrowski?
I'm sure he's talked to Thompson about it, but now he's trying to go public.
He's trying to go public
to put pressure on him to do something because that's kind of like the Castellanos situation. And it's on them to, not give
– Right, he ain't earned – at least Casty has been here, 3 years now?
And Casty's a
better – 3.5 years, and a half years.
And he's not a career 683 OPS hitter against lefties.
Who had two good years.
That's the thing with Kepler. He's probably got an inflated sense of what kind of player he is.
The most games he's ever played in a season is 153. He's on pace to play 140. And, by the way, the 153 was 8 years ago. He played 100 games last year.
Also, I just can't – just produce.
You're 32.
If you want to play,
then
go play better. That's the – and if you keep raking against righties, guess what? They're going to keep you in there against lefties. They're gonna give you the opportunity.
And I don't like this because he's an older guy. He knows better.
Yeah.
There's some things you learn as a veteran, even when you aren't happy about the situation, what have you. You're savvy enough to know not to go public with something. You're savvy enough to know how to sort of get a message out there without undermining the ball club, undermining the manager, trying to separate yourself. He's been around the game long enough to know this is not some young player that is just raw emotion. This is a veteran.
And I'm sure the guys in the clubhouse, the Schwarbers, are like, come on.
Yeah.
Well, also, like, trust me, they don't want to be playing like Otto Kemp and Buddy Kennedy. And if you were good,
right,
you would be the everyday left fielder. That you had every opportunity to get it. Like, they don't owe you anything beyond giving you an opportunity they said you would get. He has been a complete disappointment. He has not played very well. And for the reason I say to cut him is because if there is even a tinge in that clubhouse of we can get away with this, he has to, like, everyone's got to know that the rule is when you, here is the rule they should remember. They shouldn't remember that Cassidy didn't get pulled the next night. They should remember that when he said the wrong thing, he got benched. Like, that's right. What they should remember.
Right.
And I don't think that Max Kepler is valuable enough to allow this to fester. Now, maybe what you said, maybe the player said, shut up, and like, and then that's that. But if they didn't, I would, like, get out of here.
Well, he's starting in left field time.
Yeah, see, like,
The I was told I was a starting left fielder thing is beyond infuriating.
It's ridiculous.
He played pretty much every game for the first 2 months.
He's hitting 200.
And then when he really started struggling, they started, okay, well, I guess we gotta change course here.
Right.
Because he wasn't playing well. That's the frustrating part. Bryce is not in the lineup, but
Monday's the day, right?
But he did take BP on the field.
Yeah.
He did take BP on the field.
I think I heard Fransky say, like, if everything goes well with all of his warm-up stuff this weekend, then we could see him next week.
Yeah.
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 I'm glad that they are by the way, I'm glad they got swept and they're still doing – everybody's doing the right thing. Make sure you're ready before you come back. Because I don't want him playing for a week and a half at – I want them to lower the possibility of him playing and realizing, oh, wait, the wrist is still screwed up. So take as many swings as you think you need to take before, before you come back, so you are here for the home stretch, I hope.
Well, I was glad that – well, I wasn't glad that they only scored one run, but at least I hope they make it obvious that a bat is necessary. Like, I just – Dombrowski saying that the – we feel great about, we're good about where the lineup is. We're probably not going to make an upgrade there. I think that is flawed logic.
Can I be honest with you?
Yes.
Yeah,
always.
Now Fritzy, I'm going to need you to do a little deep diving for me. Maybe not today, but at some point, because I'm star hunting. I think they need more than just a bat. I think they need a name with a bat. I think the lineup needs some type of jolt. They need something.
Can I interest you in one Bryce Harper?
Yeah, that's so, and I include him in this,
right?
But I don't know what he's going to be.
Yeah,
I don't know what he's going to be. And even when Bryce comes back, we're still looking at the bottom fourth of the last four hitters in this lineup, not knowing what the hell you're going to get, not knowing what you're going to get. If we can get something in that 5 and 6 hole that at least has a name from the right side.
Yeah, and here's
Someone's
ready to go fishing.
I think it would be huge, man. I really do. This team needs something, man.
Yeah, wait, you're ready to go trout fishing.
No.
You're ready to go trout fishing. Good sense that.
His numbers look like Max Kepler's.
Oh, he's not Max Kepler.
But he's not Max Kepler.
Wait, he might be now. What is his batting average right now?
Probably about 230.
It's 229.
Now, there you go.
With 12 homers.
Yep.
Hold on. I got to see what's like coming off the IL. Hold on.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
No. I sent 263 at the 800 OPS.
It's getting better,
off the IL. Come on, man.
When do you think the next IL trip is?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
Tomorrow. The one move I think they're close to making, if it comes to at the expense of Kepler, maybe it's around the July 12th date, is, and it depends how Marsh is playing, but it's giving Marsh left field and bringing up Crawford. And then going.
Yeah, Gelb's article sort of hinted at the fact that that's coming.
Like, Crawford and Rojas, center field platoon, and then Marshy taking down left field.
It's not going to do anything. It gives us a chance to watch the kid come up early. But that doesn't it doesn't alleviate the growing pains he's going to go through hitting major league pitching, let alone postseason pitching.
Well, look at Otto Kemp, right?
Right.
And I think he could be a quality major league player one day. But right, like, he's hitting 250 right now with a couple doubles mixed in there.
Started off hot.
Yeah.
And then they got a nice little idea of what he can't hit.
And he can't hit breaking balls.
Yeah.
And same thing happened with Abel. And Abel's on the mound tonight. It's another big start to see what they have here. I mean,
take the over.
Yeah. How many home runs?
Well, so
Acuna's going to hit a ball 800 feet off
he's
this.
Leading, no doubt he's hitting a home run. Tonight.
He's easily leading the game off with a home run.
Yeah, yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yep. And he's going to groove a fastball.
Oh, he's going to do the flapping of the wings.
Yeah.
And he's going to pause at third base and then take a step back and then go around third base. Is this seriously what
I heard you rant about that, too.
Is this what people like? Why do we pretend that this is making the game so,
listen,
so great?
I like Acuna Jr.
I love Acuna Jr.
Give me the swag.
It's
Give
come
me
on.
The swag. And I don't need the purist in you coming out.
Yeah, well, guess what? He's wearing one up and in.
Yeah, they should. Give him one up
and in. Yeah, give him one up and in. No, he's amazing. It's the flapping of the wings.
Yeah,
we get it. You hit a home run in the first inning in June. Come on.
He's hit pretty well since he's come back.
He's amazing, man.
He's like one of the five best players in baseball.
He's hitting 400, yeah. I think. Yeah.
And it ain't close, pal. He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's right. Awesome. But enough with the wing flapping.
We just don't need to see it tonight.
No, dude. First pitch, 440.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, Matt Olson.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Like, no doubt.
Oh, dude, Austin Riley in the third.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm already annoyed at tonight.
Seven home runs in the last two games. How many do we get tonight? Three?
At least three.
Like, yeah. The better over-under is not the total. It's strictly just the home runs.
Yeah.
Three and a half.
Yep, yep.
And the
reason that they're all solo is because they all just come right in a row.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But Knicks got us tonight.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Marks. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Have you seen the movie Arrival? 64% say no, 35% say
love
yes.
Love it.
By the way,
I got to look at the trailer. I don't even know if I've ever seen. Who's the star?
Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner.
Loved her in Trouble with the Curve.
Yeah, and
I'm trying to see. Did I see
it was
that?
Only nominated for 7 Oscars, including Best Picture, and it only made $200 million.
Dude, Best Picture doesn't.
It only made $200 million, dollars, you moron.
Now, man, I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
first off,
dummy.
Best Picture is cooked. No one cares about Best Picture
it was
anymore.
It was 10 years ago.
Dude, first off, no, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It was 2016.
Feels like a 2018 to 19 film.
Okay.
That's what my eye test tells me.
It came out in 2016, though.
Seltzer said it's in his top five since 2000, so I hold his movie viewing in high regard. So
you don't hold mine?
Yeah, but you like your little niche movie.
But it's not a niche movie, is what I told you when I named it, is that not only is it a fantastic movie.
But you're like an elitist.
I've watched the movie at least 20 times.
Oh, it's sci-fi.
Yeah. That stuff's cool, but Lord of the Rings is for dorks.
Yes.
That's a good point.
Yes.
Sci-fi is better than...
Well, it's basically an alien movie. It's not a horror movie.
So I have
not
seen
aliens.
This then, okay.
It's a great flick.
I have not seen this. Is it on Netflix or something?
It's on demand somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
So is that a watched...
Is it Friday night movie night?
We got the fightings on tonight.
You have like 18 TVs
I think your
house.
Wife... Yeah. I think Renee would like it.
Yeah,
I think you can watch it with
and
her.
And they just got back to town today. They just got back to town today.
It sounds like a Friday night movie night in the Ike Reese household. You got the one TV in one room with the Phils. You could, you know,
it's a little tearjerker at the end.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the one with McConaughey that he's crying in the space shuttle?
That is, I'd never have that one.
Space
on my
Cowboy?
List. No.
I just made up a name.
I don't have that one on my list that everyone has on their list.
Because everyone seemed to like that movie.
All right. I'm gonna check that. I'm definitely watching it this weekend.
Interstellar. Okay.
Interstellar. Arrival. Yeah, I like Interstellar. I just think Arrival is better.
All right.
215-592-9494. Linda in Willow Grove. You're on WIP.
Hi.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Ike and Jack. Good to see. Good to hear. Well, good to talk to you.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
good to talk to you too.
I'm Team Jack. Team Jack, that's it.
Yep.
Sunday, I'm in. You're going to do it, Jack.
Yep.
I mean, I like the morning show, and I like Joe, you know, but he is a little...
I can hear in your voice.
Right? I heard him talking to you yesterday, and he's like, oh, I never said I was going to win. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know. I think he might have gotten in over his boots here and over his skis.
Yeah. He's like doubting it, so he's backing up a little bit, but he's also manipulating. you know. I could.
That's why I said you can't trust him. Yeah, you can't trust him, man. You think he's been taking lessons somewhere
with golf? I don't think lessons can help. I think he's a lost. His swing is just so weak and meager. It really is. Like, there's just no power behind it.
The thing is when he believes in himself, he really pulls out.
I know.
That makes me nervous.
Well,
but we
can't confirm that.
Whoa.
You got to eat the cantaloupe.
I need to see the package.
Yeah, there it is. If I was back there, there'd be 8 drops already.
Yeah. Right? Oh, God.
I know.
So I know you guys are talking I'm not that big on basketball, but.
Well, we were talking about the Phillies.
Well, I know.
Okay.
Well, yeah. See, I've been on hold for an hour, so. Sorry.
Okay, sorry.
But I'm all VJ, so good for us. I think Ace Bailey will be a poison in the locker room again. We don't need any more poison in the locker room, right? So let's go VJ.
VJ seems like a good kid.
Yeah, I think so, and I think it'll be a positive thing. And I think we should focus on the young ones and enough of the MBs. Sorry.
Enough of
Sorry, it's enough already.
I know. He's gonna be here.
My question was gonna be: when I hear people say enough poison in the locker room, or what have you, and they want to get, where did it come from?
Yeah, there's the only
like, where's this locker room stuff coming from?
Yeah, I don't think they have a poison
like
locker
a bad
room.
Culture.
No,
or anything.
I think they don't have a leader. You know, right. I think that's what Maxie was trying to be last year, and I think actually. Yeah, I think most of negativity comes from us. I think Maxie wanted to be that guy, but I think he got so frustrated last year overall about how the team played that I think it affected his play, it affected all that stuff, and the season unraveled in a way.
And he's not ready to be a solo leader.
No. I don't think so. Well, and it's almost impossible
young, right?
with Embiid around. Yeah. And
well, some young people. LeBron came in as that sort of a personality.
Yeah.
You know, he changed the locker room.
Well, and he was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That helped. Yeah. Linda, what's your favorite movie since 2000?
My favorite movie, and you guys probably won't think it is because it's a remake over and over and over. A Star is Born with our girl Lady Gaga.
That's a good one.
And our boy Bradley
Cooper.
Last movie I saw in theaters. Good flick. Great flick.
Great Eagles fan who's the leader in that leading actor.
Oh, God, Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, well.
Did you hear he's from Philly?
The moment I knew this team was winning a Super Bowl was. was when he introduced the birds and the Eagles chant.
That's right.
It echoed off the Superdome.
That was awesome.
It was great. That was a great moment.
Thank you for the call, Linda.
Do you know that he serves cheesesteaks from the NovaCare as well?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Well, didn't he? He has a cheesesteak truck, right?
Well, no, he has a place in New York now. Like an actual like cheesesteak
like a restaurant?
Place.
Okay,
in New York. He opened up with Danny from Angelo's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's got What?
Nothing.
Oh, look, man, I'm not picking a side in that one. Danny's a nice man. Has been a nice man to me.
Yes.
You know?
Yep. All right.
All right. Staying out of it.
Yep.
215
Spike.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. We award the belt next. The belt. Who has it now? DeCamera actually has it from last week.
Yeah.
DeCamera still has it.
There's no way he's going to have it after this weekend.
215-592. This is unbelievable. 215-592-9494. Live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big parties, big events, always better at Chickies. Book yours at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Big news at Chickies. The summer of shellfish is back. Check out the full menu along with summer specialty cocktails at chickiesandpete's.com. Every Friday at 4:30, we find out who has the belt. At WIP, this is when we award who we believe had the biggest week, the biggest take at WIP. We find out if Joe DeCamera keeps it.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I am a real American. Fight for what's Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Oh, you heard me right. Joe DiCamera got the belt last week.
Unbelievable.
And I think it was well earned.
It was.
I don't.
He had the take that set the radio station on fire as he did not have Jalen Hurts at his top 11.
Yeah. And I felt my rebuttal to that.
Oh, deserved the belt.
Deserved the belt last week.
Will Ike ever get the belt after the continued great work that he
does? I'm going to tell you. I'm waiting today to find out.
I know.
How many weeks we've been doing this?
I don't know.
Oh, months.
Yeah, and I don't think I've had the belt yet.
No.
You have.
Well, I have?
Yeah.
Maybe once. I know the show had it.
Ike had the belt.
That doesn't count.
Ike had the belt before.
I mean, single hand, individually.
He took it from the camera. Or from Elliot, rather.
Yeah, he did take it from Elliot.
Oh, yeah, that's right. When I schooled him that day.
Yeah. Come on.
That's the only
way. I've never had the belt.
You have?
No.
Oh.
Why? But hey, shut up. I should have gotten the belt when I came back and took over this number one mic.
Yeah.
Well, you don't get a belt for that.
Wow. System asking. But because Ike usually does his most passionate rants on Friday after the committee has already voted.
Yes.
Like, when he single-handedly took me and Spike down in the 2 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
That wasn't good enough.
Well, the voting
you might.
We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know.
Seems like it's not good enough.
Who doesn't know? Yeah. Easy.
Did Joe DiCamera keep the belt? The answer is no.
Did Ike Reese get the belt?
The answer is no.
Whoa.
The belt goes to Hugh Douglas.
Oh, hell no.
For man. What?
What the hell did Hugh do?
He did this.
What has changed for you so far since after you won the Super Bowl, young man?
A lot of things have changed, but I'm still me, so.
No, I know you're still you, but you know I'm going with this. What them DMs looking like for you? Because I've heard some things about you, young man. I've heard some things.
I've seen a lot of things.
I'm sure you have.
That aren't true. But I don't know.
Leave this guy alone.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. When we get off the air, we're going to talk. But listen, young man, stay focused.
Oh, absolutely.
Live your life.
Absolutely.
And go Birds.
Go Birds.
Hugh giving advice.
Look.
Go Birds.
Hugh Douglas asking Cooper DeGene about his DMs. And then telling him to stay focused.
Yeah.
We might need Cooper to stay focused. I think it is right. There's no way Hugh's keeping the belt, let's be honest with you.
Right.
But I thought he deserved it here. So the holder of the WIP belt is Hugh Douglas.
Ballsy question.
Yes.
Ask that young man to look at his DMs.
Hugh does not care.
Does not care. Does not. Something tells me he just wanted to be a peeping Tom in Cooper's DMs to see what type of pictures somebody is sliding Coop.
We may never hear from Hugh again if he sees Cooper DeGene's DMs. Might break him.
The amount of times Hugh said young man, too.
Yeah,
it really, it really felt like he was having a moment.
A moment with him, yeah.
Yeah. Which also, when I think about why Hugh wanted to look in the DMs, makes me feel, he's saying young man.
Yes.
There's young women in
young
the DMs.
Young women, yep.
Or it could be some older women.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
I'm sure there's everybody.
Oh, everybody's shooting their shot at
Coop.
Oh,
there's grandmas in the DMs.
Coop.
Yeah. Kidding me? Oh,
grandmas nowadays are my age.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah. Great grandmas in the DMs. Aaron in San Diego, you're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Buzz.
And it's a Buzz Friday.
He was doing well, too.
Yeah, Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, man. I'm glad you got the belt. You know what I'm saying? That deserved the belt. But I gave you and Jack the belt earlier.
You mean he got the belt?
Yeah. Oh, I would say it was more of a BTA.
That's BTA. That's what that was.
Yeah, I gave y'all the belt. It do be a lot
thirsty.
Of hateration, hater, you know, vibes coming from y'all when it comes to the Eagles. Like,
mm-mm.
You know, a lot of we other people don't hate, like, on the Phillies. They just factually correct, just like we are about the Eagles. But y'all hate. That's all. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Not hating. Calling them like we see them.
Yeah. But you're talking about Ike, how you call him like you see him, right? Where y'all, everything is an if. If this, if that.
Oh,
We can't live life with an if. You know what I'm saying? Like,
all I hear is Charlie Brown's parents when I hear you talking.
And it's like, when it comes to the Philly,
you know, it's been a lot of disappointment. Now, like, they were hot, you know, they were hot. It's, you know, a game out of first place and all that. I give y'all all that. But it's like, I know a team that, like, won, like, 11 games in a row, and Spike still didn't believe in them. You know what I'm saying? Like, we won, like,
I mean, we picked them
games
to win every game of the postseason run.
You said what?
We picked them to win every game in the postseason run.
Yeah, and if Jalen Carter doesn't get that sack against Matt Stafford.
People forget that.
If, I can't do nothing with no if. I can't do nothing with no if. All I know is what happened. You know what I'm saying? If Kawhi Leonard ain't missed the shot.
Trust me, I've asked that question a lot of times.
You know what I'm saying?
I've asked that question a lot of times.
Right, but just because, guess what? Don't nobody bring that up. A lot of people don't bring that up. They just kill Embiid for the fact he made the shot. So I can't do an if for Jalen Carter. You know what I'm saying? If I can't do an if for Joel Embiid, if he makes, you know what I'm saying? If Kawhi Leonard don't make the shot. You know what I'm saying? That's
okay. All right.
You know, how the boys, I ain't talked to y'all all week, man. Y'all sticky. Y'all feeling good?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking you the same question. Yeah, did we?
Did we talk to you Wednesday?
I ain't talked to y'all since, like, Monday.
Yeah. Is that on you or is that on us?
Nah, that's on me, man. You know, I got a lot of stuff. My kids play every damn sport there is to play. My time is short in the summer. You know what I'm saying?
Well, also, it's a Sixers week, and you're not a Sixers guy. You're a Laker fan or a Bron guy. You know, I'm just being honest.
And I don't want to come on here and give y'all the truth, because then y'all going to say I'm a hater. So that's why I don't do it.
Well, your Eagles elitist.
You know, I love the Phillies. You know what I'm saying? We ain't scored a run in, you know, since Walker Frisbee.
A decade,
Before, but, you know, ain't nothing, I can't do nothing about that.
I know. Right.
Modeling themselves after the passing game.
You're doing a good job, Corey. I'm loving this.
Let me get on my movie.
All right.
What's your favorite movie since 2000?
All right, look. This is a Denzel movie, but look. Denzel and Equalizer. I love them Equalizer movies. When he put that T and he set that stopwatch, when you know where he like, hey, man, top movie for me.
Yeah. You know what? I can't even be critical of Equalizer, because I've not watched Equalizer.
Oh, really? It's a good flick.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know it's three of them. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good flick. Yeah. A good flick.
Haven't checked it out.
Thanks for the call. All right,
Equalizer and John Wick is what I have to look at.
You do have to watch John Wick.
Yeah, everybody tells me that. Yeah,
John Wick's the best.
Let's see, I got Arrival.
Yep.
Equalizer and John Wick.
Okay. It's a big Friday night.
Yeah, good little weekend.
Well, I'm gearing up for vacation when we take our vacation in a couple of weeks. Stuff I can watch.
You got to have your list.
Yeah.
There you go.
Movies I can get through.
Now, if you have a list of stuff to do around the house, I don't do that around vacation, but maybe you do. And on that list is your old windows and your old door. Sucks, right? And it's not hot today, but it was 100 degrees yesterday, 100 degrees the day before. The 100-degree days are coming. And with those old drafty windows, your energy bill is going through the roof. Do something about it. Call Gaida. Go to GoGaida.com. Right now is the time. Their big summer sales event. Guess how much off? Guess how much? 20%? No, higher. 30%? Higher. 40% off every window and every door. 40%. That's a big number. 40% off every high-performance, energy-efficient triple-pane window. 40% off any door, entry door, sliding patio door, garage door, whatever door you want. You're going to get 40% off. You start your project with no money down. You're going to get interest-free financing up to 18 months. Don't miss it. You have until July 31st. All prior sales are excluded. Call them. Get your free no-obligation in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's GUIDA.com. I gave you guys the top 10 on the New York Times list. Would you like to hear 11 through 20? See which were these?
Those are probably ones I've seen more of.
So, nah, probably not. So these are the top 100 movies of the last 25 years. Number 11, Mad Max Fury Road. Did you see that?
Did not see that.
Heard good things.
Mad Max is cool. A cool movie. Zone of Interest is number 12. I did not see Zone of Interest.
Didn't see that.
Is that a Jim Boeheim movie?
No, it is a movie about Nazis, I think. So, different thing. Nice try.
Let that go.
Yep.
Jeez.
Number 13, Children of Men. Didn't see that. Speaking of Nazi movies, Inglourious. Well, Inglourious Bastards is number 14.
Yep, Brad Pitt. I saw that one.
That's a good flick.
I've seen that movie.
Quentin Tarantino movie.
Memorable.
I'm surprised it's that high, but I like Inglourious Bastards. Number 15, City of God. I did not see that.
Did not see that.
Number 16, Crouching Tiger,
Hidden Dragon. Yes.
I
went to the movies to see that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you like it? I never saw it.
It was all right. Yeah. It was a big movie that year. I think I was still playing. Yeah, I was still playing. So, yeah, I remember going to the movies to see that.
Is that an animated movie?
No.
No.
And actually, number 17 is another movie you saw in the theater, and this is actually true. It is Brokeback Mountain, which you did see in the theater because you told me earlier. I mean, you did.
This is payback.
You did.
Yep, I did.
Okay.
I was with Renee. I was with my wife. And she suggested it.
Number 18 is E2 Mama Tambien.
I'm going to get you for that one.
Yep. Well, it happened. E2 Mama Tambien. I did not see that.
Why can't they just name the movies that people know?
Number 19 is Zodiac.
I don't think I've seen
good
that
flick.
One.
Another David Fincher movie with Jake Gyllenhaal. And number 20, Wolf of Wall Street, which I'm sure you both have seen.
Oh, yes. That's a good one.
Horrible movie.
No.
What?
Horrible. That's a good movie.
No.
Overrated and too long.
No, it is long, but yeah, it's not.
Right. Jackie Phone. Can't watch a long movie.
But what's
Jackie
what's
on
so,
his phone?
What's so interesting? First of all, I came out when I was in college. Smartphones were a little different back then.
Well, Leo's a good actor.
Yeah, like I
Jonah
I guess,
Hill was that. He was good in that.
I guess I just had
Jonah
much
Hill
hype.
Was awesome.
Yeah,
in that
Jonah
movie.
Hill was good in that. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I just had a lot of hype for it.
All right.
And who's the
Margot Robbie.
Starling. Oh yeah, Margot Robbie. That was the earlier. That's when she was just coming out then.
Never saw her. Aaron in San Diego, you're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
All right.
I know how
Wait,
this
are
is
you
going.
The one that tweeted us yesterday about Creed?
I am a huge fan, my friend. I love what you put out on the airwaves.
This is the guy that tweeted us.
Appreciate it, brother.
As far as the other two, the two card-carrying members of the Jalen Hurts Haters Club,
oh, God.
It's bad enough that you guys can't stand up and defend our Super Bowl champion, MVP.
Defend him against what? Defend him against what?
Against Chris Sims.
He made a lot of sense.
With our head coach as number 8, and you guys aren't there out there adamantly defending our head coach.
I am a big Nick Sirianni guy. I actually am. And that is... I take offense to that. The Jalen thing, you're right. The Sirianni thing, I'm a big Sirianni guy.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like that. You talking about... You
no,
know,
because I have a... Aaron, just because I am able to use my brain and not ram my head into the wall over and over and over again until the midnight green flows out of my veins doesn't mean that I don't like the Eagles. All I said is that what Elliot does is, and this is a part of the Eagles' elitism, is that you have to knock everybody else down to make your thing good. All I said to him is that he said that Kyle Shanahan was better at drawing up complicated plays. The fact is that Kyle Shanahan is a good offensive coach who has designed good offenses and has taken, by the way, to the Super Bowl, Brock Purdy and Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, he is a good coach. That's it. That's all I said. I would rather have Sirianni, but I can also admit that Kyle Shanahan's a good coach. Can you?
Like, Corey Feldman's a better actor than Scott Stratton.
Is Kyle Shanahan a good coach? By the way, if you love Philly so much, why are you living in San Diego? I moved back here, yet you're big talking from 3,000 miles away. Tough guy.
Because I love San Diego.
Oh,
wow. You're a West Coast, and an Eagles elite.
Philip Rivers guy.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
You know what?
Well,
if you actually love
the Eagles,
you know,
you would live in Philadelphia.
I'm a fan. I actually watched your podcast, you know, during the NBA draft. You guys had a lot of great insight.
Thank you.
The Right to Dirty Sanchez podcast is fantastic, my friend. Keep it going.
Don't deprive your kid of Creed, man. They're a good band.
Hey, Jack, why don't you do Max Kepler a favor and get on social media and ask everybody to do a standing ovation for him.
No, I'm all right.
You're swinging and missing.
Yeah.
I'm not at all, dude.
Hey,
not at all.
You are.
Hey, why
you are,
don't you do this?
Yeah.
Why do you live in San Diego and not Philadelphia?
Well, wait a minute. You're the one calling me. No, shut up for a second. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up for a second. You're the one calling me, questioning my Philadelphia Eagles priors. Meanwhile, you moved 3,000 miles away. Like, if you love Philadelphia so much, why are you not here?
Because I'm in San Diego.
All right. Okay.
And those kids got to go through. I can't take those kids out of school. My parents took me out of school and sent me back to Philadelphia.
Nah. It's a weak call, Aaron. It's a weak call. He wasn't even ready the first time. Yeah, he was busy tweeting us. He called Creed a hipster band.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Don't think they're a hipster band. Robin Delco.
Are you starting to understand the Eagles elitist thing yet, Ike, or no?
Yeah.
Nope.
All right.
Is that who you want? You want to be on Aaron's team? Okay, Aaron's
team. Everyone agrees with him.
Yeah, Robin Delco. You're on WIP. What's up, Rob? Robin Delco, you're on WIP.
All right. Someone that would never leave for San Diego is Robin Delco. Robin Delco.
I put him on hold.
I know.
Well, it's hard to leave once you've moved to San Diego.
Joe in the Northeast.
I would agree.
You're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Joe?
What's up, Joe?
The Phillies, you know, Jack, you were saying about, you know, Rojas maybe tuning with Crawford. You know, matter who he's going to – can't have him platoon with anybody because it's like having a three-man platoon. You know, when late in the game, you're not gonna, and you got a left-handed pitcher in there, and you say you want to take Crawford out. You're not going to bring Rojas up to pitch it. So you're going to have to go to another right-handed bat. You know, he belongs down in Redding to try to work.
Rojas?
Yeah. He belongs down there. And but you know, I wasn't a big Marshawn fan. You know, when people would say what difference between him and Stubbs. I thought that Stubbs calls a better game, but they both don't hit well. But I run things by my daughter, and before yesterday's game, I had said to her, I said, you know, you can't keep having Realmuto, you know, playing every day. With that five-man rotation, I would play Realmuto three games and play Marshawn two. Give him a
The problem is that I don't know that's a tough thing to do to a guy who's on the last year of a contract. I think if they gave him an extension, they could give him more years off.
Oh, sure.
More games off. Yeah.
I think it's tough because I know we all look at the hitting for JT, and I'm with you. The hitting's not great. I just think he does provide a lot of value behind the plate. Now, Marshawn, obviously, yesterday, Sanchez had a great game. Didn't seem to matter.
Yeah.
But I think that what he brings
together.
From
and then when you get Wheeler out there, Wheeler can call, although he goes with Realmuto, with lets him call the game. You know, he's been around. He can call his own game. I just think it give Realmuto a little more rest, and if they don't have a problem with next year, and they didn't go out to try to get a catcher in a trade before the season started. I threw this point up last year after listening to Eduardo Perez doing the ESPN game with the Dodgers and Phillies here. It was July of last year. And he had this stat that Bryson Stott, with pitches that are 95 miles an hour plus, he was hitting 179. And, you know, everybody was saying this year, oh, he was injured last year and he's been doing better. Maybe he just can't hit high velocity. And, and Kepler, you know, you want to just designate him for assignment. Let's see if he can maybe get something for him. You know, the Dodgers are running Michael Conforto out there in a platoon thing.
Yeah, he's been horrible too.
Guess what he's hitting? 178.
Like 156, yeah.
Well, no, he's 178, right? Yeah. And Kiki Hernandez. Wow. So
Can I guarantee you something, Joe, though? Can I guarantee you something? If we trade Max Kepler to the Dodgers, he's winning World Series MVP.
Yeah, probably.
Like, that's exactly what's going to happen. I can smell it.
I'm saying about trading Stott to the Dodgers.
Here's why.
I hate to give up that defense from Stott, and the way he sticks his nose in there on the base stealing reminds you Utley. You know, he's right there to put the tag on guys where Turner doesn't make the tags all the time.
Yeah, Turner's not a tagsman.
Right, but the Dodgers, they have Betts playing shortstop and Edmund playing second, and like I said, Conforto's out there and left. If you trade Stott to them, I'm saying for bullpen help, they can move Stott to short and put Mookie back out in the outfield. So you would have Mookie, Pacez in center field. He's playing center field and doing real well. And they got
Joe, you know what's going to happen? Thank you for the call, Joe. Then Bryson Stott will win World Series MVP. I'm not trading anything to the Dodgers.
Also, who's playing second?
Ross. Sosa.
I understand. But
yeah.
Like,
yeah. You're just making yourself worse for a bullpen. Yeah. Yeah. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 of 5?
Ooh, fun one. Biggest developments we're monitoring amongst WIP hosts within the next year.
Yep, I want no parts of this.
Once a week.
He just attacks guys all week long.
Yep.
Once a week, Fritz.
Yep. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.